If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We count it a joy to be able to bring to you the gospel of redeeming grace by means of this radio broadcast. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're enjoying a tremendous spirit of revival. Remember, we talked all through the summer about summertime being revival time. Well, that same spirit of revival is now carried over into the fall season. Last Sunday, which was in the midst of the Labor Day weekend, we had almost 700 people to answer the roll call to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour. God added some 7 people to our church, and capacity crowds came to hear the gospel in all services last Lord's Day. So the spirit of revival is on for our fall festival of faith. The days of the fall promise to be the most outstanding days of enlargement and growth and development in the history of Worth Baptist Church. We would like to extend to you and your family a cordial invitation to share these blessings with us even today. How many times have you heard people say, well, someday I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Someday I'm going to church. Someday I'm going to start serving God. Someday I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, my friend, today is your day. For Sunday, September the 12th is someday Sunday in our Sunday school. This day is planned for hundreds of people who will come and study God's Word together and worship together in the house of the Lord. We're asking those of you who have said in your own heart, or maybe said to a staff member, or maybe said to the pastor, or to a member of Worth Baptist Church, someday I'm going to come and visit your church. Well, my friend, today is your day, because today is someday, and we're asking you to come and share with us the good things of the Lord on this wonderful and very special day. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and this is the hour that you've been promising yourself someday you are going to come. Well, make it today, because it's your day, someday Sunday, here at Worth Baptist Church. Our morning worship hour begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Getting back to the Sunday school for just a moment, thus far in this year of 1976, we've been privileged to average almost 670 per Sunday. We have a class for every member of your family in our Sunday school, and our only textbook is the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible Word of God. We invite you and your family to study with us today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. As we've already stated, our Sunday morning and evening worship services at 11 and 7 are planned for your spiritual enjoyment. Worship is an exciting, thrilling experience at Worth Baptist Church, and we invite you to come and share it with us today. This word of special announcement, the day that we have long waited for, has come. Today is groundbreaking day for our new properties, our new building that gets underway this week. We invite you to come and share immediately after the morning worship hour. We will move to our new properties, the 14-acre tract adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School on Campus Drive, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820. We invite you and your family to share with us our groundbreaking services immediately after the morning worship hour. Around 12:15, we should be at the new property for groundbreaking services today. Our scheduled date of the beginning of our construction is September the 15th. So these are exciting, important days with us at Worth Baptist Church, and we want you to share them with us. This word of announcement concerning our planned Bible conference on September 20th and 21st, due to the serious illness of the wife of our guest speaker, Dr. Truman Dollar, he will be unable to be with us, so we're canceling the Bible conference that was planned on September 20th and 21. We do have another Bible conference scheduled with Dr. Curtis Hudson on the 25th and 26th of October. We'll be saying a great deal more about that in the days to come. But note, the Bible conference scheduled for September 20 and 21 with Dr. Truman Dollar has been canceled due to very serious illness of Mrs. Dollar, making it impossible for him to leave. But be in prayer for her and be in prayer for our Bible conference that will be held on October 25th and 26th with Dr. Curtis Hudson. We'll be giving you announcements about that on future broadcasts. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you will write this week and request it, we will be happy to send to you a cassette tape of today's message on Worth Baptist Hour. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ, the Lord of Your Life. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, at verse 46. But before I read the Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank Thee for this radio station, for this broadcast. We thank Thee for every listener today. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would use the message to bring salvation to many hearts today. We pray for our sick and shut-in friends, our senior citizens, those who are unable to be out in public worship. May this broadcast especially be a blessing to them. Bless our nation, our president, our city. May the spirit of revival continue in America. May the spirit of revival characterize the churches of our city and of our land. And may Jesus Christ be praised in it all. Bless those who are feeble and those who are disturbed and despondent and in despair today. I pray a special blessing for every listener. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, we ask these things with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6 at verse 46, and I trust that you have your Bible. Maybe you're at the breakfast table, or maybe they're sitting in the den, or maybe in the motel, or in your place of business, wherever you are. If you have a Bible, turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, at verse 46, and listen to these words. Jesus is speaking them, and here is what he has to say. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Christ, the Lord of your life. Look at that word, Lord. In the Greek, the word is kurios, which means master, or one who is supreme in authority. Well, such a title is very befitting to Jesus Christ, who is indeed King of kings and Lord of lords. He alone has the power to save. He alone can redeem. He alone can restore. Only Jesus Christ can bring to pass the things that he's promised to do. Jesus Christ is Lord. Someone said, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. Could I ask you a question? Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Now, note, I did not ask, is Jesus Christ your Savior? There are many people who have claimed Christ as Savior who have never owned Him as Lord and Master. Let me repeat. Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? What do you call Jesus? Do you refer to Him as Lord? Listen again to the words of my text. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? My friend, if Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your life, it is sheer hypocrisy for you to refer to Him as the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, three things will be true in your life. First, When Christ is the Lord of your life, you do not consider yourself your own. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 at verse 19, Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you're not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My friend, if you're a Christian, your body and your spirit all belong to God. Back in the book of Exodus chapter 21, Moses gives us a beautiful picture of the bond slave. Here's a man who has served his master for 6 years. He has every right to go free. But because he loves his master, he doesn't want to be set free. So he comes to his master and says, Master, I love you, and I do not want to be set free. I want to remain your bond slave all the days of my life. So the master bores a hole through his ear in the presence of a judge in Israel. And from that moment on, that servant can never be set free. That servant is a bond slave for the rest of his life. Now, my friend, that's our relationship to Jesus Christ, if we're in the right relationship with him. Paul referred to himself as a servant, a bond slave to Jesus Christ. Now, the bond slave belongs to his master and claims nothing as his own. Man is a trinity, body, soul, and spirit. With the body, he is world conscious. With the soul, he is self-conscious. And with the spirit, he is God conscious. Now, your body belongs to God. Your soul belongs to God. Your spirit belongs to God. Everything that you are, everything you've ever had, everything you ever hope to be belongs to God. Someone has noted there are three anchors in life that every Christian ought to have. Listen carefully. Number one, I believe God. Number two, I belong to God. And number three, I serve God. These are steadfast anchors in these uncertain days for your life and mine. Do you believe God? Do you belong to God? Do you serve God? Someone has observed that life is short. Therefore, we ought to make it broader. When Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, you do not consider yourself as being your own. In the second place, when Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, your living is Christ living in you. In Philippians chapter 1 at verse 21, Paul wrote, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me repeat that. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Can you say that? Is that your credo in life? Is that your testimony? Do you really mean it when you say to me to live is Christ? If Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, your living is Jesus Christ living in you. Life with its modern-day complications, crises, and conflicts is often unbearable. And the reason that life becomes so unbearable is this. We are so busy living our own lives, we have no time for Jesus Christ to live our lives for us. My friend, when the dynamic of Jesus Christ is awakened in your life, you'll be a different person. There'll be a spiritual revolution in your life. There'll be changes that you never dreamed of when the dynamic, the power of Jesus Christ is awakened in your life. Now, life for many is a vicious cycle made up of three words. One, hurry. Two, worry. And three, bury. We're in a hurry to go nowhere. You remember when young lovers used to sit by the grandfather clock and the old clock on the wall or the grandfather clock would go, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Take your time. And now we sit by these fast-moving clocks that go tick, tock, tick, tock. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Yes, we're in a big hurry, but we have nowhere to go. We worry about things that never happened. We bury ourselves in the grave of frustration. But my friend, life doesn't have to be that way for you. For you, life can be exciting. It can be exhilarating. It can be electrifying. If your life is dull, sharpen it on the grindstone of Christian service. Listen to Paul's testimony and see if you see anything about an apology or any doldrum or any regret in what Paul said. From Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, life bores only when it has no purpose. It all depends on why you live and what you live for. And I would say this to you, you can always live on less when you have more to live for. Jesus never taught men how to make a living. Jesus taught men how to make a life. D.L. Moody once said, and I quote, the Christian dies in order to live. There was a shoe cobbler whose specialty was dyeing shoes. In the window of his place of business was this sign, I die to live. I live to die. The more I live, the more I die. And the more I die, the more I live. What a motto for the believer. It's not doing the thing you like that makes you happy, but it's liking the thing you do. The wisest thing you can do with your life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. Mark Twain once said, and I quote, so live that when you come down to die, even the undertaker will be sorry. The poet said, lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints in the sands of time. Let me give you this word of caution. Make sure that when they uncover your footprints, they find more than the marks of a heel. Life is not worth living without Jesus Christ. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Life without Jesus Christ is a hopeless end. The Negro woman was in court to testify on behalf of her husband. She admitted to the judge and to the court when she was questioned that he never worked, he never supported her. She always had to make a living for him ever since they'd been married. So the judge came to her with this question. Ma'am, why is it that you live with such a trifling man that you have to make a living for? Her answer was a classic. Your Honor, I makes the living, and he makes the living worthwhile. My friend, Jesus Christ is the only one who can make living worthwhile for you. In the third place, when Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, you seek only to please Him. Paul says in Galatians 1:10, if I please men, I am no servant of Christ. When your life is pleasing to Jesus Christ, the following things will be true. One, you will believe what He says. Could I ask you a question? If you can't believe Jesus Christ, who can you believe? Secondly, you will accept what He sends into your life. Third, you will do what He commands. Fourth, you will give what He asks. Fifth, you will go where He directs. Sixth, you will follow where He leads. And seven, you will abide where He instructs you to abide. The poet said, I have learned the wondrous secret of abiding in the Lord. I have found the strength and sweetness of confiding in His Word. I have tasted life's pure fountain. I am drinking of His blood. I have lost myself in Jesus. I am sinking into God. I am crucified with Jesus, and He lives and dwells within me. I have ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but He. Can you say that, my friend? Have you learned the wonderful secret of abiding in Jesus Christ? Are you confiding in His Word? Is it you or Christ? Paul said, it is no longer I, but Christ who liveth in me. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. When Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, you are dead to self, alive unto God, and glory only in the cross. Paul put it this way in Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Now, as we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you again of the twofold importance of this day. Number one, it is someday Sunday for all of you who've been saying through the weeks and months, someday I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, this is your day. Visit with us today at 3309 Wilbarger Street, where September 12 is someday Sunday for you who've been saying, someday I'm going to that church. Come today. It's your day. And then our groundbreaking service today, immediately following our morning worship hour. It will be our joy to have you and your family visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.